Very much another one. Then our first action for another member of the country. Do you have any opportunity?
Yes, Umar, I apologize. Thank you.
You are most welcome, ladies and gentlemen. One of the members. The first item in our protocol is about to study because of the application. The first item, we expect the briefing by the Department of Defense on the defense law until amendment is with 2050, which is the first. But before we go there, I think we need to know before we in the past to complete our start this new year. My name is Rumisani Hindi, a permanent delegate from the West Center, the person of the Caribbean Staff, Robot Defense and Military Veterans, Police, Personal Services, Justice and Constitutional Security. Thank you so much. Do you remember? Question?
Good morning, sir. My name is Stefan Rawatsky. I'm a permanent delegate from the board. I'm about to be a
supporter. Good evening, everybody. My name is Stefan Rawatsky. Permanent delegate from the board.
Good morning, Jefferson. My name is Will Wander from Canada, Permanent Delegate, member of the committee.
Morning, Mr. Brother. My name is Mosta Tafisara, Permanent Delegate from Guadalajara, member of the committee.
Thank you, Jefferson. George Michalakis, Permanent Delegate from the Free State. My colleague who just stepped outside now is on the moment she can talk because of the
metal. Thank you. On my right is the secretary, question, the committee section. On my left, the committee leader of our colleagues, committee advisor of the committee. And up there is our researcher. The jeweler there. Part of the official. Over to you, the
Thank you, Chairperson and members. My name is Sakiwa Damani Bofana. I'm the lead advisor to the Secretary for Defense. I'm with Colonel Mashuko, and he's the legal admin officer and the Red Marine Commander Officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Lena Frank. I think that is this opportunity to you to press the committee.
Thank you, firstly, I would like to apologize for not sending a presentation in advance. We have, however, written a memo attention of the committee secretary, which also I'm about to apologize, but it was handed to him today. Chairman Mashiko is going to do the presentation, the oral presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Money Members of the Committee. Honorable Chairperson, we today present the defense law of the Student Amendment Day. This bill emanated, Honorable Members, from a project that was run by the South African Law Reform Commission, which over the years has looked into various pieces of legislation to determine whether they were aligned with the equality clause of the Constitution. And in their endeavor, it produced a document which then was called the and among it, it enlisted a number of pieces of legislation. They looked into all those acts which are under the Department of Defense. There are quite a number of issues which were raised that the department had to look into, which related them to the military discipline and other matters that related to the acts that the department now is intending to receive. Out of the discussion paper of the Law Reform Commission, those other acts referred to, the department decided that they should be handled under a different set of bill, which is the military discipline which the department is currently handling. And now for the committee, we are presenting a bill that relates to acts which were found to be obsolete or redundant and which requires to be repealed. Honorable Chairperson, you note that the bill, it is so short, it consists of two clauses. And clause one of the bill, it speaks to laws to be repealed, and amended. And it's divided further into two. There are laws that are specified in Schedule 1, and there are laws that are specified in Schedule 2. Laws that are specified in Schedule 1 are laws which require to be repealed. And in Schedule 2, with one clause of an act that requires to be amended so that it can be in line with the Constitution. Going back to the Schedule 1, the bill seeks to repeal about 12 amendments, which date back to 1929 because they have no surviving independent provisions. The bill further intends to repeal about 4 acts, which are termed time-specific acts. Time-specific acts would mean, Honorable Chairperson, that these bills, rather this act, were promulgated to be in practice of a particular or anti a particular country. And now that the time frame has passed and that the conferences for which the acts were made for have passed, therefore, it is required that the tax demand be repealed. Of importance, Honorable Chairperson, I wish to list the committee to the four acts that were contributed to the public and the Sunday. Rather than 12, and also the 4 that speaks specifically because of time. We have firstly the Demobilization Act. The Demobilization Act, it provided for members of the formerly called non-statutory forces who had not entered into agreements, who had not integrated into the South African National Defense Force. So they may be demobilized and pay a certain amount of money because they have chosen not to continue to serve in the defense forces. It stated times or time periods by which members will have decided whether they want to mobilize, and that period has passed. And we are saying because the period has passed, as well as the amendment to the Act, the period has passed, the mobilization process has taken place, we no longer have mobilization process now. Therefore, the Act requires to be repealed in its entirety. The first to that, Honorable Chairperson, is the first Special Tribunal Act, which also was providing a process by which where there was disputes during the period of integration and one felt perhaps that they were not properly ranked coming from the North Digital Forces into the National Defense Force, or maybe whatever problem they might have had, which is labor-related. So this example, what creating this tribunal to enable the labor court to entertain such cases. And that period as well, Honorable Chairperson, has passed. And that it requires to be repealed as well. And lastly, to the time-specific pieces of legislation is the termination of integration act. This act, Honorable Chairperson, provided a cut-off date for the integration of members into the South African National Defense. And that cut of date was in March of 2002. Today, we do not have the process of integrating members into the South African National Defense Force. That process has lapsed. And therefore, as well, the act may as well be the other act. Those are acts rather that fall under the first clause of the bill. There is clause 1. Clause 1, Honorable Chairperson, it relates to the Capital Management Act. That is number 207 of 1993. Section 7 of the Act, Honorable Chairperson, it was found to be discriminatory on the basis that it stipulates a particular age to be considered for membership in the hall. And that was found to be discriminatory, and therefore it was suggested there by the law reform committee that that law be amended. So as the Home Act might continue without that specific clause. And in short, Honorable Chairperson, that the bill has been set before the Honorable Committee.
Thank you, Chair Kenna. Our housing member,
thank you, Chair. Perhaps my first question will be just to understand if this bill is brought to us or not for us to engage on this immediate activity, whatever amendment. If so, Chair, I would, of course, if we are supposed to engage on it today,
The process of arranging would always continue to be an issue. Outside the special tribunal, there was something like that. But this specific case, it created this tribunal so that it could deal specifically with like such issues during the period of intervention. Then it would mean that if someone comes up with a problem of raising now, there are processes within the department, within the Karachi National Defense Force. Internally, that a member endpoint. Members who back then did not take their matters to the special tribunal when it was still open for them to do so. It means that their time has passed. But currently, the Department of Defense has established a military office, which also is one of the entities within the department that members can effectively use for any such grievances that they might be doing.
Yeah, sure. I would really suggest that let us not adopt this today. The best reason is that there are issues around the debt. And fortunately, we are exposed to those issues. To the lady leaders who have caught us in the mandatory discussion. Because that's the meeting that we have to defend. So we requested that when we're dealing with the test today, for example, we requested that they must bring for us the because we have a challenge that currently you have generals that are in the army who are about to exit the army. And you will have a challenge that you will remain with some generals that we I don't have to go, I don't want to go into the situation. Let me just propose that let us not have to deal today, but have a specific day where we will have been stated and the committee and deliberate much more on the issue that we should have.
Thank you, Chair. This is just the briefing of the department on the bill. The agenda has already been approved as such. So, respectfully, even if you wanted to adopt anything, you can't. So I think you should just take note of the briefing of the department and just follow the correct legislative process. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you talk to
I don't think it's a special, it's a flat line of question. Then my interest, what is taking place in Agatha, a country in terms of demobilization of the team? So that's just the last question. Second, this has been not a new community. In this specific that has been laid down here, what is the framework of the department to those who are not given the key, who are not evaluated in terms of the fellowship? I'm skeptical when we can this law come to implementation. Others they come up there never been held in very place. So and why did they locate so long to review? Because if we talk of 1994, now it's 2015, they think of repairing it. Also wanted to align myself with so that is just the reason. We need to sit down with this because this and the other health issues from other countries. Before we can say we are aware of this specifically, I don't want to articulate the differences. Thank you very much.
No comments?
At the time.
Do you want to comment at the time of all? because two things you are one of one of us, you also compare yourself as we consider things. So they're not coming to what is the first super.
Yes,
but what is happening in other countries.
In relation to what is happening with other countries, I'm not currently in a position to answer the question. But going rather on the second one, as to why it took long, in 1994, the law of the reform commission was actually mandated by giving the state department and it has been handling all these physical legislation and specifically on the one that relates to defense. But the report was sent to us in 2010. And that's where then we then started to engage with them until the start of this issue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will be looking to come back to our discussion. Thank you very much.
Maybe before we are in this session, are there specific issues that the committee would require further clarity from the department issues that we need to discuss so that we can
Thank you very much. We'll stop it with our meeting. We are in item number 3. Mm-hmm. Item number 3, adoption of the draft report. Item number Plan C, I think we have got a copy. Don't want to keep members here. I want to keep tomorrow's policy. Let's go. Page 1. Page 2. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairman.
Chair Omoko.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Kwanda? Thank you, Hoshi. Honorable Hoshi. Members of this item number 4 adoption of the draft report on the revised draft rule 2015, May 10th of 1776, of the promotion of administrative justice, Act 1000, Act number 3 of the report. Thank you very much. Oh, not long, eh? I have a short report, member. You get only one page. Can you get a proposal for that? Honorable Jumande?
Yeah, check. Having considered and presented by the Department of Justice on this matter of the change here to change this matter, and we received a pretty so I do propose that this is a reflection of what the committee could be done on that day, and that the committee should be adopted.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairman. Is there any other hand up? Thank you very much, Hoshi. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairman.
As for this, as for broken of draft report and proclamation between the respect of entities and related cities identified by the United Nations made in terms of 1325 the protection of constitutional democracy, aid terrorism and related activities of 2004, Act number 3 of 2004. And able to take off the community of the act. And set up here, Honorable Mayor. Andre?
So this being the report of the committee and having signed as a country on these treaties and being later. To the United Nations in the combat of the terrorism and the maintenance of the peace, and having been informed and briefed by the other level of authorities in the country that at this stage there is no in the knowledge of governments, no knowledge of any South African citizen that is on the list of the Security Council. Chair, the matter was discussed on the proceedings, and therefore, Chair, our commitment to maintain the list and the risks that we are faced in the light of the militants and militants being all over, in the globe, and hiding in countries. So it is important that we do a lot for the security of the country and also the maintenance
such list and even committing others to hand over such citizens. I mean, such individual or groups that owns threats to democracy and well-established democracy. And this is not related to Al-Bashir as such. This list is got nothing to do with people who are subject to ICC. So, I propose a question.
Thank you, Honourable Mr. Is there Mr. Konda? I have a thing to give you to say this. Okay.
you must allow you must allow the paper issues. Don't pass in the case because I'm coming to you for the next. Chair, we requested that before we have this assembly report, we said to take notes. And we requested that you call the study group on this one. We requested that, Chair, it was conscious of why we requested that. And I want to ask this as a question. And she will take that study group. But it is very important that whatever decision we take it conscious. And we are aware of the consequences. Today, Al-Bashir wants to address when it comes to this kind of process. It's also named in the list as terrorists. So we need to be very careful, Chair. I'm still insisting that, Chair, let us not deal with this until we have a clear guidance on this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairman. Once this thing comes to this place, you must be aware that it comes from. The thing was this, that doesn't mean that if Bashir and others were not directed, that were not part of the internal factor. It's still there, it's still a member of that. The discussion that's about to be done will come later. But now doesn't mean that the government is stopped passing things that are illegal.
Let me
put it
clear.
You know, we are a community. The community is composed of different parties. You say that they need a cost. You need to go and do it. And you allow it. Which is you pay even yourself to do your own research.
Point of order, if you have that challenge. But I for one, I'm not going to vote in favor of it. Thank you.
We allowed the caucus last time. We had the caucus. We stopped this and we didn't find it. But today, you didn't say you want the caucus again. That's why now, one of the Monday putting this thing, he's talking on behalf of the organization. You need to be careful. I'm talking of what he is alone on this thing. Make his own research. And if you think that, but we can stop it if we go to the caucus. And we can break and go to the caucus for this issue. Thank you. For the caucus. For this issue. But let's go to other things. We'll come later to this situation. Let's not do this now. I think let's proceed.
Your colleagues, because you said you're going to go. I would suggest that maybe when you give a progress, that AC is actually competent and come back, because you can't address the failure.
Okay. I think that is for big. Cut out the MC and take the past episodes later than the one. That's for big to item number 6. Adoption of the draft report on child draft in black stock. Maybe the last time. Where's the. Yeah.
potential of these cities and our subject that was to remove
the question of this. Are you all? Then you turn up a big one. Thank you. Okay, item number 7, document of the draft report on Matrosana Stock Culture. Suspender. Suspender this one. Is there any mover? And Mr. Panda? In the Monday?
Three, I think, to check it for back to 7.
Thank you very much.
The last one.
Okay. Consideration of minutes on the 25th June, 2015.
In this meeting in front of me, last time I followed, I was living in 2010. I don't know if an apology or the president was coming up.
Let's go for the minute, take one. That's one of the questions. The last page of this chapter, thank you. 25th of June, 1, 2, page 3. Is there another? Arago, Postovijan. Rabanda. Thank you, sir. Now we go to the last, which is the 2nd September 2015. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5, and page 6. Is there any mover? Open one. Is there any mover?
Say
your name one number, don't say your name. Hello, Mr. Sanger? Yeah, Mr. Sanger, thank you, Mr. Sanger. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another one,
Mr. Sanger. Thank you.
Tonight we first have to reach the fourth temple before we go to the fourth. Thank you very much.
Yesterday we discussed the postal program with the program administrator, and in terms of the security, the portion of our schedule we're having is due to the Department of Defense on the 3/14 of African Exchange Review. So this came from our ATC, but also in response to major concerns with regard to the change and what is happening in terms of the issue that was specified this morning as well. At the meeting, we will include the adoption of the bill, our consideration and adoption of the bill for the community as well. The 20th and 23rd of October, it was originally the preliminary oversight taking part in the people, but that has since changed. Those weeks are now dedicated to committee as part of this morning's programming meeting. So we will just reflect the key things to see that in the center of the committee program we like the 20th. With the process, yes, and the process to make these changes. Then on the 28th of October, we have a briefing by provisional at this stage by the Department of Defense under the Judicial Matters Amendment Book, which is called Article. And then we've also scheduled a briefing by the Department of Police and the Civilian Secretary under the Environment Act. And this forms part of the police mandate in terms of the 15-day activism for no violence against women, children, and children. So this is to pay members in terms of that and specifically the debate that might happen in the future. Then on November, the 4th of November, we have scheduled a workshop with the Magistrate Commission, and this means in terms of block issues and challenges in the disciplinary matters. And then also a presentation on the legislation and implementation by four in terms of conducting the disciplinary matters quicker. If there are any other items that I just want to add to that meeting with the National Commission, please feel free to be a part of the session. Then on the 10th to 13th November, proper oversight on the intervention to be the two interventions favorable on one university day. And then there will also be an insufficient oversight to start saying that we. We are not for part of this to be outside intervention because of the differences that probably have to travel to send down the street. Then for the taking part to the people, it's been changed to, which is on the second thing to the screen, it's been changed to take part to the people community report that session. So the taking part of the people report has been built to the committee for consideration. But in terms of how it will work is that we would need to take our aspect of what relates to our proposal in terms of security, the needs and the same, etc. Before that, we can move and actually term the program of working those facts again and defining what improvement has been done and report back on those issues. And then the last meeting will be on the 6th of November, ready to wrap up.
As a member, yes, of Honourable Makrata and your colleagues are part of the mandate and fortune.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm happy with this report. I just have one request to the committee and a suggestion, and it pertains to the week of the 20th and the 23rd, where the preliminary oversight taking parliamentary people is falling away. So we have that week now open. Now, as we've just had a discussion in the petitions committee, where we're going to deal with the Free States petition in Kutatishawa, may I suggest that he, can I have forwarded this suggestion to Mr. Dixon, and I will gladly forward it to you as well, that since we are doing the petition from the Free States, carrying in that same municipality, the Maluti Afrikaans municipality under unofficial intervention in the province, as well as we have in that area a child justice centre, which we have been focusing on as a committee, which has quite a few challenges. We've got the challenge of border control. We haven't done much in the Defence Department yet. We also have quite a big problem over there recently, the motion that both our parties have accepted on farm murders, although the police have quite good reaction time in that area. I really think we should, as a committee, to be a bit more productive during that week, seriously consider going to that area. It is an area where we have issues regarding petitions, CROCTA, and our own committee, that we can perhaps fill those, or that week, with those issues, and we can deal decisively with that. It's a suggestion. I think instead of moving it to next year, we can use the time that otherwise would have been invested to make the most of that. I would love the indulgence of the committee, the support in that regard, but I'm in your hands.
Thank you very much.
Taking from what one of the members said now, that maybe the term for the 13th of November week, in terms of fact, it takes 3 years to get established. I'm aware that this committee is not committed to anything, so I'm not doing it now. That's the cost of the
say the angel of creation, Alapa, that's the statue. And then the five statues are already in that same that we have two editors. We can add more for the whole issue to give them that more opportunity to spend time with us. Number one?
I want to continue this question, even though the people are not aware of the people who 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 are
I think that's the Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. take your order, Mepa. I don't want to waste your time. And I think the proposal of taking this platform is in Sana, that's what we have. Let's not...
I didn't understand that. Oh, you just still recording. All right, let me see.